With talk in Washington about cutting back on so-called entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare, doctors are crying foul about how Medicare reimbursement rates they get are already not keeping pace. Physicians have been lobbying Congress over what they get paid from Medicare, saying patient care could be at risk. For more on this, we talk with Dr. Jerry Halverson, a physician and chair of the board of the Wisconsin Medical Society. And, Doctor, thanks very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here.
So, for a really long time, doctors have been talking about how Medicare reimbursement rates were too low. What's the current status?
Well, we've been having problems with this for 20, 30 years. It's been a long time. And this is something that we would go to Congress and talk about because, as we'll talk about, if our practices aren't being funded, we're not going to be around to be able to take care of patients. So a few years back, there was an opportunity to change the dialogue, to change how the payment is happening. And we jumped on that because it hadn't changed in 20 or 30 years. Unfortunately, that is still not adequate. So we've obviously been through a very difficult time the past 3 years. Yeah. We've actually had payment cuts that are set to go into place this year already. And this is when we're already at rates that are basically, 1980 types of rates that have not been adjusted, let alone adjusted for the inflation that we've had. If you look at real dollars, physicians have already had a 22% cut in the past 20 years.
Describe how that affects patient care.
That absolutely affects patient care. Our goal is to have the patient be able to have choice and be able to see the doctor that is close to them, the doctor that they choose. And what happens is, particularly in rural areas or underserved areas, we have doctor's offices who are basically small businesses. And if they have primarily patients that are Medicare, that is that the payment is under what they would get for other types of insurance products, you have choices. You can either take less Medicare sometimes physicians have to close their practices. And when they close their practices, they probably move to less rural areas where they can have or they can be busier, and that choice for those patients is lost. And so what happens is the patient has fewer choices, and oftentimes the patient has to drive further to get the care that they need.
Now, Congress did give tens of billions of dollars in relief funds to clinicians during the pandemic, but that was all used during that period of time?
Yeah, the pandemic, operating in a pandemic, as we've all learned, has been challenging. And with a lot of the other increases in pay that we've seen from the government, a lot of that paid for new requirements or new administrative burdens that they kind of put in our way. So overall, real dollars, as I've said before, we've probably been cut about 20%. And when you're trying to keep a practice on open, when you're hiring nurses, you're hiring office staff, it's a small business. It's just not sustainable.
How hard is it to engender sympathy for kind of highly paid physicians, even though they are regarded as the healthcare heroes of the past several years?
Yeah, I think people really, we continue to talk about this being really patient options. If the physician isn't there, the physician is an important part of the community. Obviously, they deliver health, which is, as we've learned over the past few years, is invaluable. If the physician is not there, the practice is not there, the patients suffer. The patients aren't able to see their trusted doctor that they've gotten to know over time. As I said, they have to drive further. And oftentimes, if you make care less convenient, care doesn't happen. So what happens is that people don't get care until it's more catastrophic care, or oftentimes until it's further down the line where less is able to happen that can arrest it. So what happens is once the physicians go, if that's what happens, patients pay the price.
So apart from these specific lobbying efforts around these reimbursement rates right now, what is the feeling among the medical community and these physicians about these discussions in Washington about cutting entitlements, as they're called, like Medicare?
Well, this is really an important way for patients to get access to good care. And our hope is to continue to be available for patients to have choices to go to the physician or other healthcare professional that they want to in a way that's convenient. So when I think about these numbers being cut, obviously we think about the rates being cut. We think about the idea that it's going to be more difficult for people to get treatment. And as we've seen, particularly early on in the pandemic, when people put treatment off, bad things happen.
So how have the lobbying efforts been met by congressional members, particularly from Wisconsin?
So we visited all of the offices that were open to us. We visited most offices. And even in a time that's so contentious as this, there's a lot of agreement. There's a lot of agreement that Medicare should be held safe. That's what we're being told. We're being told that patients should continue to have choice. We're being told that physicians should be able to take care of patients with Medicare without having to go out of business, without worry of keeping the lights on. So whether you're Democrat or Republican, you're agreeing with this. At least that's what they're saying to us.
All right, Dr. Jerry Halverson, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.